We're not getting any sound, guys. One second.
Katuv, ועשו לי מקדש.
When the temple was ruined, it's written, and let them make a temple, and I will dwell within them. This pertains to the point in the heart, which should be a temple where the light of the Creator dwells, as it is written, and I will dwell within them. Hence, one should try to build his structure of Kedusha, and the structure should be able to contain the upper abundance, called abundance poured from the giver to the receiver. However, according to the rule, there must be equivalence of form between the giver and the receiver. So the receiver too must have the aim to bestow like the giver. This is called action. As it is written, let them make me a temple, where the acting applies to the kli and not to the light, since the light pertains to the Creator, and only the action pertains to the creatures.
Shalom, shalom Rav lekol
ha- Hello. Hello to all the friends from the great Tel Aviv group, our new home. We have this great excitement in the air. Yeah, let's applaud, friends. So as you can hear, there's a great excitement, great deal of excitement about the opportunity, the great privilege to broadcast the global gathering of friends from our new home. And I have to say that the journey to this home took a long time, more than a year. But the Creator revealed to us that when we connect, everything happens quickly. And 3 weeks ago, we didn't have a home. Today, we are in our new home after it's been renovated, and we're hosting the gathering of friends. Look at our beautiful home. It's a spiritual home for all of us. And with this connection of the group, we want to surround you, wrap you, work you with a special gathering of friends that you would feel the Tel Aviv connection coming out and embracing everyone. And I want to give the mic to a great friend with a great heart who contributed with his team to the design of the house to show you what is this Tel Aviv heart, Yoel.
So, big l'chaim to everybody. The excitement here is peaking. In the last 2 hours, men, women were organizing the final touches here, and we were also rewarded in giving this Yeshivat Chaveim, and we have our official home opening today. For a whole year, the Tel Aviv group didn't have a place, and what brought us a big deficiency for it, also so we can disseminate through it. So there was a serious inner scrutiny, and in the end, when we were ready, we got our home. So we prepared this home, and this home will be devoted to dissemination, and we will do everything we can. A lot of creative ideas are coming up, so with all this inertia of this, the world kli to unite and gather, Tel Aviv is part of this effort to put a forces in dissemination. So we really got a lot of blessings to this new home from groups around the world. So thank you for it. We don't have time to show them all, but we're going to show one huge group who sent us a blessing, Africa Group.
Hello, Tel Aviv. Greetings from Accra, Ghana. We congratulate you in your movement to your new and imposing center. May this be the strengthening of our global clique, so that together, united, we may attain the adhesion to the Creator. L'chaim.
L'chaim.
I hope that although you are tired and exhausted from our Congress, although it was short but very intense, we went through many states, and in general, you got some good concentrated material. And I think that if you go over it again, you will see how much we went through. And after such a Congress, we can truly talk about some serious spiritual advancement.
Hello, great friends. I was asked to share my impressions from the whole universe in 2-3 minutes. So I hope I'll do my best, because what we went through there was, they were very exalted states, pleasant states, unpleasant states. The friends are great. And the beginning, the truth is, our coordinator, Eyal, brought the idea of the Congress, and truthfully, I had a huge resistance towards the idea, towards Eyal, like every good healthy ego. But what can you do? When society decides to do something, we do it. And we started working, we split into different teams, and the friends were working really hard, day and night, connecting to Israel, connecting to Turkey, connecting to Japan, China, Singapore, where not, connected like one big network around the world. When the Congress came, the friends did a huge effort. Everybody flew, came to Sydney, to the Australian Center. We connected, and it was just something, sparks, as we say. Even a new friend came, Nadav, which was also added a lot to us. And friends from Singapore came, from Japan, Turkey, the Philippines, the virtual groups. We also had women who came physically, and they sat with us. There were 6 or 7 women that connected and did all the workshops, and they even were a focus group. So just everyone, one by one, gave an amazing work. And we had Henrietta, the women, and Aviva in the virtual groups that kept connecting to us, and they were with us and asking questions. And obviously, our great Rav, who gave everything, answered all our questions, whether they were exalted or beginners, doesn't matter. We were all as one. It was a huge privilege, as we say, a great honor to have our Rav. So, the great friends of Israel, what can you say? They always have the finger on the pulse, helping out. They always straightened out our schedules. They made sure everything is on time, in the right place. The music was great, right on spot. And were we shut down? No. And I hope Asia will organize more congresses in this way, because it helps the world Kli. It shows how on the other side of the world, there's a huge heart that wants to connect to everyone. Be with you in the same motion, the same spirits. And we hope we also started a great beginning for the big Congress. Everybody just wants to connect and make a change in this world of ours. That is our role, to show the whole world that good example. And big L'chaim from the Asia group, from our whole Kli, to the Rav and the Creator, who gave us another opportunity to give Him contentment. We love you all from Asia very much.
Morat.
Selam sevgili dostlar, Türkiye'den, İstanbul'dan hepinize sevgiler bu kongrede.
Hello friends, beloved from Istanbul in Turkey. We'd like to give great gratitude to the people who organized the Congress. We met from the night before. Like in the center, we slept on the floor. And the time came for us to connect and establish our intention. There was a bit of confusion. We couldn't find our place. Are we Europe? Are we Asia? Are we truly in the middle? But we understood that all the places are truly far, and everyone is actually in our hearts. We wrote questions, but the friend from China asked the question. Then we wrote another question, and the friend from Australia asked the question, as if we were in exactly the same state. And we're extremely excited about our Congress in February. A big L'chaim to all the friends from Turkey.
Shoulder to shoulder, you won't be alone. the deepest ocean. Together we drown in. I won't let go. It feels so good to be a part of you. This is what this life should be. Learning to unite, living in the light. We'll win this fight, and everything is gonna be alright. Learning to unite. Learning to unite, living in the light. We'll win this fight, and everything is gonna be alright. Learning to unite. Now's the time for the walls to be broken, for the doors to be open. It's time to pray. It feels so good to be a part of you. This is what this life should be. Learning to unite, living in the light. We'll win this fight, and everything is gonna be alright. Learning to unite. Learning to unite, living in the light. We'll win this fight, and everything is gonna be alright. Learning to unite. This moment, we are together, together as one.
Those who have agreed among them to unite into a group understood that there isn't such a great distance between them, in the sense that they recognize the necessity to work in love of others. Therefore, each of them will be able to make concessions in favor of one another, and they can unite around that.
הבינו שאין ביניהם כל כך התרחקות הדעות מבחינה זו, שמבינים את נחיצות של עבודה באהבת הזולת. לכן כל אחד יהיה מסוגל לוותר ויתורים לטובת הזולת, ועל ידי זה יוכלו להתאחד.
והשאלה...
And the question... is how do we come to one desire again? How do we come to one desire? A workshop, an active workshop.
Please go into circles of four and answer the workshop question. How do we reach one desire? Come on, friends.
ביטול עצמי ולמעשה
annulling of myself and in practice we come through the annulment of my desire, and instead of thinking of my desire, I'm thinking of the desire of the friend, and I always go to the center of the tent, to the desire of the friend, self-annulment, and by that I come to the goal, L'chaim.
We came to one desire by concessions, by knowing the deficiency of the friend. we become one, the annulment, the way we study, we reach a state that in the end, the path is united for us all. The points in the heart unite us. So it's natural we reach one desire, and then we're on the way to Gemar Tikkun, L'chaim.
Each one brings his unique desire, what he collected along the way before coming here to this playground. And all that's left is to acquire the desire of the other nine friends, and together we create a perfect desire.
Just as their faces aren't similar, so are their opinions not similar. What we need to do is there is no us, there is no I, there is us. There's a sentence saying, how good and how pleasant to sit in brotherly love. And that answers everything. The second we're together, we can attain the goal and reach the one whole. And that also, Hinem Atov Umanaim, so it's the Creator between us. And L'chaim to everybody.
Right, in order to reach one desire, we need to attach to us the Creator through the group. And that's what it's all about. No one desire is like similar to another desire. And when we connect all the desires, the system begins to work. It's like a miracle. It's a wonder. And at the end of the day, the Creator is before our eyes, and that's what we want to attain.
When we're together, a gang of a 10 of friends who study, so we all annul oneself, and once we do that, and each one thinks of the friend and not about himself, then one desire was created, one thought. We each know, each one knows that the friend on his right and left is concerned about him, concerned about his desires. That's why I get one Creator that is society's desire.
We will attain one desire once we focus on the center of the 10. But alone, we will never be able to attain it. Only by drawing the reforming light. When we draw the light, ultimately, we will come to one desire, meaning rising up another degree towards more and more degrees. The path is long, but we continue because we're loyal to it.
First, we speak about it. Second, we annul towards it. Third, we integrate in it. Fourth, we are inspired by it. And then we will have one desire that is in the 10.
Once we have annulment, a friend that enters the center of the 10 is annulled. He can come and discover the desires of the friends. And if each and every friend is doing it, we come to zero, one absolute zero of each friend, and then we can attain the goal where all of us, the one that we all aspire to.
The only way to ascend, the moment I enlarge, I increase my environment, like Rav does with us, he gives us more exercises, the way we live, he gives us more and more.
ציור ללא תמונה, נקודות בתוך שמיים. ידינו ריקות ממעשים, ליבנו כבר באפר. אין יותר לאן לפנות, הגענו אל השבר. והיום אנו קוראים אליך בהיותך קרוב. היום אנו דורשים אותך, למדנו לאהוב. והיום אנו קוראים אליך בהיותך קרוב. היום אנו דורשים אותך, למדנו לאהוב. אנחנו ניצבים היום מולך, סנבו מדיעד הקלה אהבה של הדינו הנפש. אנחנו ניצבים היום מולך, רצוננו כרצונך. אליך בגילה ולעדה בעזרתך למענך. והיום אנו קוראים אליך בהיותך קרוב. היום אנו דורשים אותך, למדנו לאהוב. והיום אנו קוראים אליך בהיותך קרוב. היום אנו דורשים אותך, למדנו לאהוב. לא לא לא לא לא לא לא לא לא לא לא לא לא לא לא לא לא לא לא לא לא לא לא לא לא לא לא לא לא לא לא לא לא לא לא לא לא לא דורשים אותך, למדנו לאהוב. היום אנו קוראים אליך בהיותך קרוב. היום אנו דורשים אותך, למדנו לאהוב.
Let's decide about the prayer we need to have for now, for the time being, before we conclude the lesson. What kind of prayer should we have? What should we ask for? How should each one turn to the Creator? What can he demand so that his demand will certainly be rewarded with the right response? How can we turn to the Creator? Again, I'm saying, if we would turn to the Creator the right way, we would receive an answer immediately. Immediately. The question by itself is becoming a prayer. And the prayer is immediately answered, receives a reply. Meaning, there is no one in the middle who decides whether or not to give or not. We are before a system. If I work correctly, like dialing a phone, then I certainly receive an answer. So let's maybe connect together in order to ask the Creator. Maybe one group can turn to him and get an answer. Please.
So again, in fours, let's go into circles and answer, how do we turn to the Creator to get, for the prayer to get answered? How do we turn to the Creator for the prayer to be answered? How will we annul completely during the time of prayer? How will we completely annul during the time of prayer?
We will be rewarded with annulling completely during the prayer. Only the moment our prayer becomes a call to the Creator to help our friends and not to help us. The moment we pray to the collective and not for myself, I will be rewarded with the right prayer and connection with the Creator.
There is no prayer of an individual, only prayer of the many, only for the friends. Once I pray for a friend, that is the correct prayer. Then I can reach the true Kavanah from the bottom of the heart, from the bottom of the soul. And then, only then, for the friends and through the friends.
It seems like if we grow our ears, meaning listen, and shrink our mouths, meaning speak less, then we'll reach annulment.
Prayer to the Creator obligates that the friend must think a deep thought from the bottom of the heart towards the friends. Through the friends, we truly raise man and ask from the bottom of the heart with a great plea, a great cry, prayer, request. And the Creator answers with no doubt. So, let's continue through the friends, through the connection, to reach the Creator.
Yeah, we don't know what is the prayer, what is the correct prayer, but patiently, devotedly, we follow Rav's words, we let the light work on us, we try to annul our reason on the required level and remain as much as possible in the tendency above reason and see what deficiencies come up and ask over them. Most importantly, to ask.
What we can add more is that prayer has to be from the bottom of the heart to the Creator in a cry, in a call, in a request, in a begging for help and to give forces to the friends to connect.
I remember I asked Rav, what happens if I don't have the prayer in my heart for the friend? And he answered, there's a prayer before a prayer, meaning you have to prepare yourself, and ultimately the prayer for the friends is the correct prayer. It will be heard and it will be answered.
First of all, prayer, it's a state where there's a gap between what I want and what has to be. So I do the best I can to reach it. Yeah,
and truly to ask for a prayer from the heart, it simply means to ask the Creator to reveal to us the deficiencies of the friends, and through those deficiencies, we can really, like a puzzle made of so many pieces, we can build that puzzle and reach that complete, that whole picture that means 110.
Yeah, the more we're rewarded to annul one towards the other, in this annulment, we will be rewarded to feel all kinds of things, deficiencies. All of our essence constantly gets a turn. One day I think this, the next day I think that. It all depends on the extent of the annulment and the importance I get from the friends.
Friends, Chavarim, yesterday in the Congress, we got a very special gift from Asia. We also felt how all of us are surrounding Asia with a special embrace. We pray for this Kli, unique Kli to grow, and we are looking ahead into the next degree. The friends are on fire. They're aiming themselves towards the Congress in the desert and our annual Congress in Israel, where everyone will come here. And one of this giant friends who is already on fire, I want you to hear him. It's Ilya from the Maskar group. Ilya.
Shalom, Haverim.
Hello, friends. I was trying to think what I should say. How should I give a good mood to the friends? How to pass the light and bring importance to this Congress that's coming up? And I remembered my feelings in Rosh Hashanah, in Novi Gud, when you wait for gifts from that miracle. For me, it's a Congress now. We have our own magician, and his beard is nicer. And he truly makes miracles with our hearts. With our heavy, stony egoistic heart, he just takes that out and puts a new one, a heart of flesh. The biggest gift that Rav gives us is love of friends. And to receive that gift, we need at least to bring ourselves to this Congress, to put ourselves in this mikveh, to cleanse ourselves from that dirt inside. It's truly an excitement, such a force. First time I was in the Congress was 2012. I didn't understand anything, and it's good I didn't. But onward, you feel the states you're going to go through, and you can't miss out on this. You just can't. And a friend from Novosibirsk gave me an inspiration. He told me today, he said, I bought a ticket already for the Arava and for the big Congress. And he's going to stay there for a whole month. I was in shock. It's his first Congress, and he's coming for a whole month. It's so burning. It just takes you out of yourself. You see the greatness of the Creator, and you through the greatness of the friends, you see the greatness of the Creator. So please, friends, together, in one effort, in one intention, let's reach this Congress to give contentment to the Creator and to Rav L'Chaim.
Salah.
Good evening. Good evening, World Kli. Good evening, Bnei Baruch, the groups in Israel. We are here with great joy, intention, impression, excitement. We are filled with emotions flooding us and giving us great pleasure. We have gone through a great journey. It's been over a year since we've been looking for a home, and we overcame the obstacles that the Creator brought us, quarrels, conflicts, ascents, descents, and finally we came here. And we can say that this day we shall rejoice in it. So we have a home, but we have to understand the home is not ours. It's everyone's. It's all of yours. Every friend in Israel, in the world, that finds himself in Tel Aviv is invited to visit us. Every group that feels that it needs to grow stronger, come be included with us. Yesterday, we celebrated the amazing Congress, as we heard from everyone, and as Rav categorized it as short but intense, and we are in the connection with Asia. Previously, we had connection with Europe, and now it's time to have connection in Tel Aviv. Our home will become a focal point for the entire Tel Aviv area, all through the understanding and the collaboration with Tel Aviv that we are the flagship in this area. And in this festive occasion, I wanted to, again, the group of Tel Aviv wanted to invite our great Rav to be our guest. There's no doubt it will add greatness. It will contribute to dissemination. It will bring light and blessings. And in the same opportunity, all of us, everyone hearing this, we have the great privilege to be students of this huge Rav that we all appreciate and love. Rav, we're waiting for you here. And in conclusion, hold on. In conclusion, I want to say a big combined L'chaim to everyone so it will have meaning. Repeat after me. One, two, three. L'chaim, beloved brothers.
Shevet Achim.
Yeah.